Are you frustrated that you're not losing weight yet? That you're not seeing the results you want to see? Change isn't happening fast enough? You feel like your efforts are all for naught? Well, you're in the right place. We're diving in today. Let's kick this off with a holistic mom weight loss truth bomb. Your weight is the last thing you need to worry about. Look, I get it. You want your body and energy back. You're anxious, stressed, sleep deprived, feeling unattractive in stretchy leggings that aren't quite stretchy enough, and it is a struggle to sift through all of the crunchy health advice out there. It feels overwhelming. Deep breath, friend. I'm Kristen Noriega. As a registered dietitian, I've helped hundreds of women support their hormones, lose weight, and keep it off. We're going to get your hormones, gut, and body systems squared away. Once your body is working for you, the last piece of your health puzzle, your weight, is going to fall right where it's supposed to be. All right, friend, reheat your coffee, get ready to take some notes. It is time to thrive. Here we are on day 3 of the Get Slim series. I'm Kristen Noriega, your registered dietitian and host of the Holistic Weight Loss. What is this? The Holistic Mom Weight Loss Podcast. Here we go. Today, we're looking at some encouragement for when you're not seeing progress and when you can't seem to really find any gains. You've got no gains here. There's no wins. There's nothing happening. We're going to do the SLIM approach, so I'll share with you a story leading into a memory verse. Diving right in, here we go with an Aesop's fable. A poor fisherman who lived on the fish he caught had bad luck one day and caught nothing but a very small fry, small fish. The fisherman was about to put it in its basket when the little fish said, "Oh, please spare me, Mr. Fisherman. I'm so small. It's not worthwhile to carry me home. When I am bigger, I shall make you a much better meal." But the fisherman quickly put the fish into his basket. "How foolish I should be," he said, "to throw you back. However small you may be, you are better than nothing at all." Moral of the story, accept the small wins. Even if it's a tiny, tiny little fish, even if it's a tiny, tiny little habit that you've formed, take it, claim it, celebrate it. The small wins are where it's at. In fact, you're not called to be the fastest, be the best, be the strongest, be the skinniest, be the slimmest, be the anything. You're called to just run the race. You're called to just do the actions. You're not called for being the best because Jesus was. God is. We will never live up to these huge expectations. We're just called to do the work. Here is your scripture, your memory verse. Write it down and commit it to memory. Write this on your heart. So when you're having those big feelings about being frustrated, when you're wondering why nothing's working, you can remember you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And there's benefit in that. There's winning in that. That is the good stuff. So here's your memory verse. 2 Timothy 4:7. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." As 2 Timothy 4:7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." I don't want to take it out of context, but what that says to me is just do the thing. It doesn't say finish first. It doesn't say beat everybody else by miles. Just finish the race. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight. And the good fight is pursuing things the right way. Pursuing your health, pursuing your diet, pursuing your weight loss, pursuing your nutrition, your hormone balance, all of that rooted in your faith, rooted in God, and doing it in a way that glorifies the body that he gave you, that nourishes it and cares for it in the process. You don't have to finish first. You just got to fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep your faith. I hope this feels encouraging to you as you think about the small wins that you may have already seen. So find those, write them down next to the scripture. Use this scripture to refute the negative thoughts. So if you do have a negative thought, a powerful exercise is write it down, reword the sentence so you're making it negative, like, I'm making no progress. Rewrite it as, I am leaning into my habits and I am playing the long game. Then you tie it to scripture. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. When you get to the end of this race, you want to know you did your very best. If you find this helpful, please leave a review. We are looking for you to support the show as we pour our hearts out to you. This is my ministry for you. I am asking that you please leave a review if you have benefited from the show at all. Hit the 5 stars and write something positive. You don't have to leave your name by any means. I would really appreciate it. And if you have prayer requests on this journey, send them over to me at weightloss.wellmom. I would love to pray for you and cheer you on. All right, that's it for today. Every Thursday, for the foreseeable future, we have this Get Slim series, scripture leading into memory verse. We are really, really trying to root down your weight loss journey into your faith. You can't succeed without it. So show up every Thursday. And Tuesdays, we got really tangible episodes giving you lots of action steps, lots of things to do, lots of research presented. So if this is your first episode, make sure you're listening to the newer episodes. That's what I would encourage you, instead of going back to the very beginning, because there's just so much goodness happening right now. All right. So catch you Tuesdays and Thursdays or over on Instagram. DM me your prayer requests. Share this with a friend who could also use some encouragement. God bless.
Hey, friend, hold up real fast. Would you mind leaving a review? Open your phone and hit 5 stars and then the little pencil button and leave a review. You can be anonymous. You can create any sort of name you want. And this is going to help the show get to more women. This is going to help spread the messages that God has placed on my heart and has somehow ended up in your hands. We're here for a reason. Please leave a review and let's get this show into the hands and hearts of more women who need this in their lives. Your review is so appreciated. I can't tell you how much it means to me and how much it means to my family. I'm taking time out of my day, my life, to deliver this content to you, and I love it so much. To hear back from you means the world to me. Please leave a review, hit those 5 stars, and I'll catch you on the next episode.